Good afternoon. You're listening to All Things Considered. I'm Dan Wanshura. The Denos Museum Center announced today it's expanding its Inuit gallery thanks to a $1 million gift. Currently, the museum has about 1,500 works of Inuit art in its possession, but because of space limitations, the museum is currently only able to showcase around 100 of those pieces. The museum unveiled plans earlier today that will add over 2,600 square feet to the already existing Inuit gallery.
But the space will be called the Barbara and Dudley Smith Exhibition Wing for Inuit Art, and it will actually wrap around the outside of the building on this side.
Barbara and Dudley Smith are Inuit art enthusiasts and made the $1 million contribution for the expansion. Denos director Gene Gentleman says the Inuit art collection is the pride of the museum.
Our collection of Inuit art here really gives us international stature. It's what makes this museum more than just another nice art museum in a community.
About half the pieces in the collection are works on paper, while the other half are stone sculptures. Gentleman says it was Canadian artist Jim Houston who was one of the first to recognize Inuit art. He traveled to the Arctic Circle in the late 40s. The Inuit people would make small amulet-sized carvings as part of their religious mysticism. And it was Houston who saw those little carvings as works of art that could be sold to support the Inuit people.
But it was really intended to keep alive the traditions, which were going away. And so you see that in the prints and you see that in the sculpture, a reflection of the traditional life of the Inuit people.
Inuit art came to the Traverse City region in 1960. Eugene Power was a businessman from Traverse City who gave a collection of Inuit art to NMC. The college then sold the artwork and used the proceeds to begin the art collection that exists today. The museum hopes to break ground on the expansion project later in 2016. This is All Things Considered.